You do not have to suffer silently or alone. 1212 Ministries has resources available to your church so that you can get plugged in and find community. No matter what stage of this journey you're in, we want to equip the church to come alongside of you and support you as you navigate this season. Please reach out to 1212 Ministries to learn more about how your church can get connected.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Shining Light with Nicole, where we are keeping your 24 golden, shining bright so that others can see us being us and they can be them. Welcome to season one. I can't wait for you to meet my creative and genius friend, Vonna. Vonna Matthews is a marketing and branding expert who has over 10 years' experience working with nonprofit organizations and small businesses. Vonna is a wife and mom who loves empowering women through several platforms. Her magazine, CEO Mom Magazine, the Envision Her 2020 event series, her company For Her Media, and VonnaMatthews.com. On this week's episode, we are talking about empowering others. So here is my conversation with Vonna Matthews. Hey, Vonna, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Of course, I am just so thankful for you and your time because I'm excited. You guys, I have to tell you, Vonna, she is brilliant. Really, she's a genius because she's super smart, she's funny, she's talented, and she is just an absolute joy to be around. So I'm excited about our conversation today. And Vonna, do you know what I love the most about you?
What?
Is that you are an encourager. So I have to share these stories. Like, I will come up with like the most random things or just like something that is not even going to work out. And Vonna is just, she's just that type of person that, like, if she sees it too, like, she's all about it. And she's just great, encouraging, and just like, hey, what are the steps that you have to take to get there? And so I just love that about you. You're an amazing encourager.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And so, you guys, that's what we're talking about on this week's episode, just about empowering each other and just being an encourager. Because words, they are powerful tools of influence. And all of us, we can speak words. And so that means we have the power to either encourage or discourage others. I love in the Bible, Barnabas, he always saw the good side of people. He saw past their failures to really just see, you know, to their potential for good. And what's really great is that I love that he encouraged Paul. And you guys, you can read that in Acts, and we won't go into, you know, all the theology of it, but, you know, we're called to lift others up and called to care for them and just let our light shine so we can help when and where we can. And so, Vonna, I just have two Bible verses, and then we're just going to jump right in, okay?
Awesome.
And so 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up as you are already doing. And then Ephesians 4:29 says, no foul language should come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need so that it gives grace to those who hear.
Oh, those, I love those.
Yes, me too. So come on, let's jump in. Let's talk about encouraging others and empowering people. But I first want to just for you to share a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, it's funny whenever I get that question because I have no idea where to start because I'm such a creative and such an artist. And I feel like sometimes I'm all over the place. But as she said, my name is Vonna Matthews and I am the founder and editor-in-chief of CEO Mom Magazine, as well as CEO Kid Magazine. And so those are two magazines that celebrate mompreneurs as well as kid entrepreneurs. So those are the flagship publications of For Her Media, which is the company, the media company that publishes, like I said, both of those publications. And our mission and our goal is to raise money and awareness for ministries and organizations such as 1212 Ministries that empowers other women and equips other women and just really serves women who are in need in any particular area of their lives. And so that pretty much sums up me professionally. I am a wife and a mother of two adorable little girls, my little pumpkins. Aww. And so those are my, yes, those are my babies. They tell me I hug and kiss them too much, but they're so cute. They're so cute. So yes, I think that's the best way I could summarize myself at this point.
Love it. So, well, tell us, what does empowering someone else do for them and why is it important?
One of the things it does is it equips them to keep pushing and keep moving or to get started. Empowerment is about igniting action or inciting someone to do something that either they've already done or something that they've thought about doing. And one of the reasons it's so incredibly important is because, and you know this, Nicole, that whenever you have a mission or a vision or a calling that God has given you, there's always challenges that come with it.
Yes.
There's always moments when you want to give up and you're just like, I can't do this. You feel ill-prepared, ill-equipped. And so it's incredibly important to have people who are there to push you and to say, you can do this, but not only push you, but recognize God in you. Recognize that this is something that God has called you to do and to be able to feed into that and to encourage and inspire that. So that's why I believe empowerment is so incredibly important, because your words have an opportunity to really shift someone's mindset and incite action.
Absolutely. I love that so much. But what do you think there are some things that get in the way of encouraging others?
I think some things that get in the way, which is very ironic, I think selfishness, but not in the way that you would think, self-centeredness. It's more so about making things about you and thinking too much about how that person may receive your actions or receive your attempt to encourage or empower them. And what I mean by that is, yeah, you think about, well, she may not understand what I'm saying, or these words may not help her at all. And so when you think too much about yourself, you have a tendency to not really do what God has called you to do or positioned you to do. And so I think that's one of the biggest things, is we think it's humility, but it's really self-centeredness.
Ouch. This is a little side note, because you really changed my life with this, because I tend to be like kind of like a quiet, shy person. And when you told me that that was pride, oh my God, that just changed my life. And I was like, that was just so self-centered, and that I was caring so much about others that I wasn't doing and being who God had called me to be.
Yeah. And someone shared that with me. And so when I thought about it, I remember years ago reading a book about being shy, because I've always been a very shy person, a very introvert and quiet person. And I remember reading a book, I think it was a psychology book, and it talked about shyness being self-centeredness. And I thought, I'm the least self-centered person. But when they broke it down, I was like, that is me. And you're constantly thinking of yourself and how you're being perceived and how you look and how people are receiving you. And you've got to step aside and, you know, die to self, like the Bible tells you to, and really focus on kingdom business and focus on how you can bless this other person.
Exactly. And so do you think that comparison and jealousy also get in the way of encouraging others?
I'll be honest, that's not necessarily my challenge. I have had struggles with jealousy and comparison, but for some reason, empowering people inspires me. And so I never really allowed, you know, any feelings I have about someone else to make me not want to encourage them, because, and that goes back to when I was saying, if people can see God in you, it's like when you can see what God is doing in somebody else's life, it's very, very hard for you to just not empower them or not encourage them when you see God. It's almost like you're looking at God and he's saying, this is what I'm doing through this person. But yes, I definitely think jealousy and comparison can be deterrents from encouraging others.
Now, what are some steps that people could take to begin empowering others?
Empower yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So start with yourself. It does start with believing in yourself, even though you're not focusing on yourself and how you'll be perceived, but you really do have to believe in yourself and really, really embrace the potential of your impact. I think a lot of times, especially as women, we negate the power of our impact. We think that we're not making a difference and that we can't. And so when you recognize the power that God has given you, then it positions you to transfer that to somebody else. So I would say start with empowering yourself and really knowing your worth and your value and what you can bring to the table.
Absolutely. Because is it John Maxwell? I think it is, about when he's talking about leadership, and the first person that you have to lead is yourself.
Yes, I agree. That's powerful. I agree.
That's awesome. Well, Vonna, let's shift for a moment, because I definitely want to, you know, just chat about, you know, taking care of ourselves first, you know, so then we can take care of others. Because I think, you know, especially as women, we're just like always on the go, always taking care of others. But how can we really care for someone else if we're, you know, missing the mark with us?
That's so true. The first step to, I believe, self-care is being able to set personal boundaries and really understanding the value of time. I think because, you know, we know it's so much that has been going on. And of course, we know it's that time is so valuable, but it's also not promised. And so we have to start treating it almost like money, like something extremely valuable that you spend. Like when you think about your money and money management, you wouldn't just go around, you know, most of us, as we grow and become mature, you don't just spend money everywhere. You don't give it to any and everybody. Yeah. And so we have to learn how to not give ourselves to any and everybody all of the time. So we have to learn how to spend our time wisely. That's one of the first steps, I think, to self-care, is really understanding the value of time and setting those personal boundaries.
That is so good, because we miss them. I know I miss the mark on that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I think we all do.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. But tell us about a time, you know, in either one, but that maybe when you went to empower or encourage someone, that it went well, or maybe it did not go so well.
I would say, I'll be honest, I don't know a lot of times when it didn't go well. Well, I'll say, to me, when I'm self-conscious, it doesn't go well. If I'm thinking about it, and it doesn't go well, because if I don't get the response that I want immediately, then I feel like, okay, that was a failure. And I've had to learn that empowerment is a process. So no matter what you do in that moment, it still is going to take some time for it to play itself out. It's not like a one-stop shop, like, okay, I've empowered you, go and do great things. Like it's a process, and that person, they're going to go through different stages. And so there has to be some consistency and some respect of the process. And so I would say those are the times where it didn't go well, when I was just too much in my head. And it's like, okay, they didn't give me the response that I wanted, but you never know, you know, what impact you've had. And sometimes you won't know until later, if at all.
Exactly. It's like you're planting the seed, you know, and you never know, is it going to grow? What's going to happen from there? So.
Exactly.
So talk to that person that's out there who really just wants to be an encourager, and they have the encouragement gift, but they feel scared, you know, to share, or maybe to go up to that person, you know.
I would say going back to take yourself out of the equation.
Yeah.
Empower yourself first and really think about what you have to bring to the table. And also reflect on when someone else empowered you and how you felt and what they did and what they said that really changed you or really ignited a shift in your life. Like, reflect on that. And then, you know, maybe give that to someone else, but just don't think too much about you or how you'll be perceived. Really put yourself in that other person's shoes and really think about, you know, what you can bring to the table and how you can bless them. I think that's the first step. And I believe, like with anything, it's just do it. Like, just do it. It doesn't always have to be this huge thing. Like, you can just start out with some encouraging words. It could be a text message. It could be an email. Mm-hmm. It could be a phone call. So you can start out with those little steps, build that empowerment relationship, and let it grow from there.
That's so awesome. I'm like, I'm encouraged. That's right. Just do something, you know, take yeah. a little step. Yep. Just do something. Bonna, I know. Yes. Yeah. And I know that everybody wants to hear about your empowering passion.
Yes. Well, when you talk about my empowering passion, everything that I do with, you know, like I was saying, for her media, my company, with the magazines, is really about positioning people to fulfill their greatness. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about empowering is because I really specifically women, I want women to really recognize who God says they are. And I know how tough it is to keep going and keep pushing when God has called you to something. Yes. And I think it's sometimes something that people, you know, take for granted a lot. You know, we look on Instagram and, you know, other social media platforms, and people's lives a lot of times look very, very organized because we see these highlight reels. But behind every one of those images and those pictures, or, you know, those captions, there's a story. There's a deep, deep story. And you never know when someone, or when someone is on the verge of giving up or feeling depleted or feeling like, I can't do this, I'm not good enough. So that's why everything that I do, I know that God has called me to empower women and just to equip them with, you know, whether it's words of encouragement, whether it's resources or information, but really taking into account what it takes to be where you are and to do the things that God has called you to do. And that's why I'm so passionate about empowering, because I just know the struggle is real. You know, the struggle is real.
It is so real. It is so real. And, you know, and really just kind of speaking about 12-12 Ministries for a second, a lot of our, I don't want to say success, but just a lot of, or really one of the reasons that we have been able just to continue and press through is really by your encouragement, by your help, by your resources, you know, and just being able to help us with like marketing and ideas and sitting on the board. And so you guys, you have to look Bonna up because she's amazing. Her company is amazing. The gifts that the Lord has just blessed you with, Bonna, they're, I'm grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. And I will echo that. I've told you, you're a woman after my own heart, because you get it done. I'm like, oh my goodness, you get it done. You make it happen. I'm over here like, okay, I gotta work on this. I gotta work on that. You are such an inspiration. So it's such a blessing that you feel that way about me, because I echo ditto. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Bonna. Well, tell everybody, how can they find you online or your socials? Let them know.
You can find me online at VonnaMatthews.com. That's my personal website. And you can follow me on Instagram at Bonna Matthews for CEO Mom Magazine, CEOMomMagazine.com. And our social media for CEO Mom is CEO Mom Mag. And if you want to know more about For Her Media and what we do with that company, you can check us out online at ForHerMedia.co.
Awesome. Well, we've got a final two, your last two questions, Bonna, because this podcast is all about Matthew 5:16 and letting our light shine, really just for God and then into the world. And I truly believe that God uses our story to change the world. So how did your puzzle pieces lead you to where you are today?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I feel like I've had so many puzzle pieces. I would say, just to kind of summarize it, I've always had a love for media, and I've always had a love for teaching. And when I first started undergrad, I majored in secondary education because I wanted to be a high school teacher. That was a high school English teacher specifically. But I fell in love with media in high school. And so it's just the way God works is I started out as a secondary education major, but started doing some things on campus that led to media, and did full circle and ended up changing my major to electronic media and then transferring to UT Austin, Hook 'em Horns, to major in radio, television, film. I had to throw that in there. And by the time I graduated, I did not pursue media. I ended up working in ministry, and that's where I developed my love for really philanthropy and for working in ministry. I was a program director for Johnny and Friends Disability Outreach, which is a great outreach for people with different needs. And it's just the puzzle pieces have all come together, because even though I haven't always gone down the exact path that I anticipated originally, somehow I always end up back where God wanted me to be. And it's all made sense. So I, you know, developed my love for ministry, and then I ended up starting a magazine, which brought back my love for media. And now, you know, I'm able to teach through my different brands and the ministries that I work with and all the different things that I do. So I would say, just through it all, a lot of times it's confusing and it doesn't make sense. But when God is ordering your steps, it all comes back together. And it really does create this picture.
Yeah,
there's a absolutely. Lot of
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pieces. And Vonna, I think you do such an amazing job at just shining bright and not hiding your light for the kingdom. Have you always been that way? And what can you share with us just to encourage us and help us?
Absolutely not. I have not always been this way. Like I said, I am extremely shy. I'm not as shy as I was as a kid, but I'm still a shy person, still an introvert, and was even more quiet as a kid and even as a young adult than I am now. But I would say, I remember God telling me, I think I was about maybe 23 years old, and he told me that I am going to have you speak. I am going to put you out there in front of people, regardless of your shyness. And so I realized that who I am is not enough, but who he is in me is everything that I need. And that's how I'm able to shine, is that he's just like, okay, I'm going to do everything I'm going to do in spite of you. And so that's how I push through and put myself out there. And every time I do, I'm shaking in my boots and I'm nervous and I'm scared. But, you know, God is my, he's my source and he's my strength and he's my encourager. So
that's beautiful. Vonna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I love it. And congratulations on everything that you're doing. I know you do it all for the kingdom. And so well yes. done.
Thank you, Vonna. Thanks. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Shining Light with Nicole or to get involved with 1212 Ministries, visit 1212ministries.com. Now go out and let your light shine for the kingdom. And remember, you shine so that others can see you being you and they can be them. Keep your 24 golden, and I'll see you next week.